USA Radio News.
President Biden says the latest jobs report is proof his administration's policies are paying off. The economy added another 431,000 jobs in March.
Even though we created a record number of jobs, I know, that this job is not finished.
The national unemployment rate dipped to 3.6%, down from 3.8% in February. The IAEA, the global agency monitoring countries' use of nuclear power, says it's still gathering intel on why Russia has turned Chernobyl back over to Ukraine. IAEA Director Rafael Mariano Grossi.
We heard about the possibility of some personnel being contaminated, but we don't have any confirmation about that.
A New York state judge threw out that state's new Democratic-backed congressional map as unconstitutional. A decision that could significantly hurt the party's chances of retaining control of Congress in November's elections. This is USA Radio News.
If you have $2,000 or more in credit card debt, then listen up. We can reduce or eliminate your interest rates. Cut your monthly payment up to 50% and stop all late fees. Our company has been helping good people just like you get out of debt for over 30 years. Don't get stressed out. If you have $2,000 or more in credit card debt and medical bills, we can show you a way to reduce all of your bills to one lower monthly payment that you can afford. So again, if you have $2,000 or more in credit card debt and medical bills you can't afford, make this free call today and learn how you can finally get out of debt. Call now for your free consultation.
800-643-8577. 800-643-8577. 800-643-8577. That's 800-643-8577.
Sponsored by Credit Guard.
The House has approved a bill to decriminalize and legalize marijuana at the federal level. The bill would remove pot from the federal list of scheduled controlled substances and force courts to clear any related convictions. Louisiana Democratic Congressman Troy Carter.
The ACLU reports states wasting billions annually enforcing cannabis laws.
The measure faces an uncertain future in the 50-50 Senate. New vehicles sold in the United States will have to travel an average of at least 40 miles per gallon in 2026 under new federal rules unveiled Friday. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said its fuel economy requirements will increase gas mileage by 8% per year for model years 2024 and 2025 and 10% in the 2026 model year. The average working American is taking home more money as part of the latest federal jobs report. Officials revealed average hourly earnings rose to $31.73 in March. Over the past year, average hourly earnings have gone up by 5.6%. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medication Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you have taken these products and have been diagnosed with cancer. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com now to see if you qualify for free.
Ford is recalling nearly 740,000 trucks and SUVs to fix two different problems. The first covers late model Ford Escapes and Bronco Sports. With 1.5-liter engines, dealers will inspect the oil separator for a possible leak after at least 8 reports of related engine fires. The second recall involves a software update to fix electrical issues with late model Ford pickups and Mavericks Expeditions and Lincoln Navigators equipped with trailering packages. Ford will begin notifying owners starting later this month to bring their vehicles into dealerships for free repairs. Walmart plans to cover college tuition for some of its employees.
Walmart has announced it will pay 100% of college tuition for U.S. associates as part of its Live Better You program. Now nearly 1.5 million part-time and full-time U.S. associates can now pursue a degree or learn a trade skill without the burden of tuition debt. Walmart's website claims new hires are eligible on the first day they go to work. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Netflix is launching its first interactive daily quiz show today. Trivia Quest will present viewers with 24 multiple-choice questions on various topics in order to help a hero named Willie save the people of Trivia Land from a villain who hoards knowledge. Trivia Quest is available on all devices that are able to support interactive Netflix material. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.